Well, coming up not too far down the road is the Three-State Beef Conference. That'll be hosted in Creston this year. And Tim Eggers, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Field Agricultural Economist, is joining us here this morning. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you for this opportunity to visit.
I know you're traveling. You do a lot of that in what you do for a living, helping out a lot of folks. But a lot of folks are going to travel to Creston. This has been a pretty popular presentation, hasn't it?
It has. This program has been around longer than I've been with Extension. It's been something that has been put on for over 20 years, but for the last 2 years it's been in Creston, so this will be our third year there, and we're hoping to beat 70 participants because that's about where we've been for the last 2 years.
Wow. Pretty good cooperation in putting this together.
It is. We work with the University of Missouri and the University of Nebraska to come up with the best slate of speakers that we can put together for our CalCAP operators, and also to come up with topics that are going to be topics that will work no matter where they are in those locations in southeast Nebraska or northwest Missouri or here in southwest Iowa.
Well, can you talk a little bit about the speakers that you have coming in? Because I know that's what folks come for.
Oh, absolutely. Rick Rasby is with University of Nebraska. He's going to be visiting with the participants about evaluating supplementation strategies. Then we'll have another presenter with the University of Nebraska, that's Bruce Anderson, and he'll be visiting with the participants about rethinking forage systems. And then our third presenter for the evening is Dr. Patrick Gunn. He's with Iowa State University. He'll be visiting with the participants about the financial impacts of fertility and infertility in the current cattle market.
So they're all bringing a little different message to the table.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And that, so we have somebody whose expertise is in nutrition, a beef scientist. We have somebody whose expertise is in forage, and that person is an agronomist. And then we have a person whose expertise is, again, in animal science, but he's going to be working through that thought process with regards to the open female issue. Of course, when we're talking about cow-calf operations, we expect those cattle to those cows to have a calf every year, and so if they don't, then that's an issue, and how can we manage that?
Why is this an important conference for the beef producers to attend, Tim? Is it that much more difficult an industry these days?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where we're applying scientific research every day whenever we're out there making these decisions about what we're going to do. There's research behind that, and so we can visit with the people who are doing that research and find out what their research says and see whether that reinforces our experiences or that's contrary to our experiences and it encourages us to try something new. And so with regards to that supplementation strategies, because we have economic profits this year, there may be a temptation to try things that are different, and maybe those things that are different are really effective. Maybe they're not. So that's where Rick Rasby comes in. We know that costs are going up as far as renting pasture, and so does it make sense to try something different with regards to that pasture resource that we know the cattle need to have? And then, again, with the fertility issues with the cattle, is there something that we need to pay particular attention to if we're in expansion mode because we have the profitability and the ability to expand our cow herd?
Well, and these speakers are presenting on their areas. Are they doing their own research? Is this something that they're bringing from what they've learned elsewhere in practicum?
That's correct. These are people who will have fact sheets that they've written based on research that they've done. And, of course, they've also submitted the articles resulting from their research to scholarly publications, but that's not what we're interested in as producers. What we're interested in as producers is how am I going to be able to use this work that you've done?
The results is where we want to be.
That's right. Looking at those research results and saying, how can I turn this into results on my farm?
Yeah, you bet. Tim, when you're trying to come up with the different ideas, when they're putting this conference together each year, how do you go about the process of picking out topics and speakers? Is that something you get input from folks who are going to attend?
Absolutely. The participants are going to be completing an evaluation at the end of the night, and part of that evaluation process is telling us what they think are the most important things for them for the next year. And then our group of specialists from across these three states will get together in May or June. We'll be looking at these compiled results from these evaluations at these different sites, and then we'll be thinking about the things that are unique about that year. And so, yes, participants for this year's beef conference will be having a significant impact on the topics that are used for the 2016 three-state beef conference.
Well, Southwestern Community College here in Creston is going to be hosting that event coming up on January 13th. Tim, how does the evening line up?
Well, we'll start with registrations at 5:30, first speaker at 6, dinner at 6:45, and the evening meal is included in that $25 registration fee. And then our second presenter at 7:15, our third presenter at 8, and the hope would be that by 9 p.m. the participants can be back on the road to their homes. And yes, the location is Southwest Community College in Creston. We're in the Instructional Technology Center in room 180, and pre-registration is required because of that meal. We need to make sure that our caterer has a good number so that there's sufficient food and we don't have to order off the local economy.
Excellent. Are there some take-home materials then from this?
Yes, there'll be a set of proceedings, and what that'll be is fact sheets that are related to the topics that are being discussed, a copy of the PowerPoint presentation, and especially in the case of Dr. Gunn's presentation, some spreadsheets that they've been working on that I've actually used in other programs, and so we'll be able to hand those out. And that way, producers, as they're in that meeting, will be able to think about what's being said and then look at the resources and start to write down some of their own numbers, perhaps.
Sure. Will there be time for questions at this event?
Yes, there should be sufficient time for questions at the end of each presentation, but then also we have 45 minutes set aside for the dinner, and so there'll be opportunities for the participants to both visit with each other and to seek out those presenters and ask their questions directly of those presenters, one-on-one if they choose.
I suppose that's some of the other things that are of value at a conference like this. It's not just the paid presenters that are going to be there in front of everyone, but it's also just the opportunity to visit amongst some folks that maybe they don't get to see very often and kind of compare notes, see what other folks are doing.
Absolutely, and time spent with your peers has great value, especially if these folks are people who you might not see but a couple of times a year, and they may be from several counties away, but you happen to be sharing the same space, and so you get to catch up and then also visit about whether they think that the presenter's information was applicable or not.
Is there anything the producer should bring with them this night?
Just their registration fee if they haven't paid in advance, and a pencil maybe to write some notes, and a ready mind.
Very good. Well rested, ready to go. Well, the season's not too far down the road. Of course, when you talk about dealing with beef, it's always in season. So lots of important information. Again, that's January 13th at Southwestern Community College in Creston. If you have any questions at all, Tim, where can they find out more?
That's right. They would need to call the Page County Extension Office to pre-register and to get any questions that they have answered. The phone number there is 877-596-7243.
Very good. Again, that's 877-596-7243. If you need that, give us a call here at the station and we'll share that with you. Tim Eggers, thanks so much as always for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.